is on the beach in the Pequot Championship. And I've got seven experts in this vehicle. And they went to my career. And I've got shot in Mexico for about 22 years.
Has a hedge number of nearly 6 and 4 and 6 feet. followed by Central Province at 7, Northern Central Province at 3, Eastern with 2, while Western and Southern Province recorded 1 each. The new manufacturers are invested in the production of millennial wheat flour, cooking oil, fruit, flavored beans, jam, packaged drinking water, beverages, deep washing liquid, and stock food.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Express, more than banking.
The Grain Traders Association has urged farmers across the country to increase their production following the commencement of new exports to the region. Speaking to Hutchison News, Association Chairperson John Bernardi said with the anticipated good 2025 to 2026 grain season, farmers should diversify their crops to include maize, soybeans and sunflower. This government has encouraged farmers to boost production so they can take part in the ongoing new export program. He added that it is time for farmers to benefit more from their produce, urging them to prepare for the promising planting season ahead.
I think it's sufficient for consumers to make sure that the farmers can be encouraged to do more because every country is important. And it's also an opportunity to see if they're going to have a good weather, where the difference in the field is going to be punished with drought that they suffered over the last, I mean, the rest of the property in the drought. So we will reach 2 or 3 seasons for them to make a product with the farmers encouraged to grow not only maize, but maize, soybeans, sunflower, and regular food, beans, and vegetables.
A fire that broke out at a discount shop in Mexico has killed at least 23 people and injured 11 others, local officials say. The blaze that broke out on Saturday in the center of the northwestern capital when a fuel at a gas while the Mexico drive was switched by the storm. Multiple local authorities described the incident as an explosion. The regional governor, Alfonso Duarte, said the exact cause has yet to be determined. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Doctors in Eastern India are treating 9 more passengers for life-threatening injuries for a former passenger on a train. On Sunday, the domestic chief attack at Kensington Station in Cambridge, where the train made an emergency stop after the passengers were to patrol the concept known as what most of the time. Israeli airports in southern Lebanon have called for people. Israeli military forces have said that they have support them in covering the demand. Russian authorities say Ukrainian grain has caused damage to an oil exporting facility at KFK, one of the largest oil terminals in the Black Sea. Officials in the Southern Grand region said drone fragments hit the tanker and damaged port infrastructure. The Pentagon says U.S. forces have attacked another alleged Russian base in the Caribbean Sea, killing 2 people. The Defense Association in Texas said that as previous such strikes, intelligence has determined the vessel was being used for U.S. purposes. The former U.S. president filed the family has launched its imminent attack on the Trump administration during campaign rallies for Democratic candidates for governor in Virginia and New Jersey. The former president's pardon is being directly in focus. This sports news is brought to you by MTN.
Says that there's been the police officers looking forward to see the first game when they visit our dynamic at Alpha Davis Stadium in Super. Chicago football currently is on 14th position on the MTN Super League table with 6 points from 9 games, while our dynamic football club is 10 with 11 points from 6 games that played so far. Teams of the team have played the most difficult games in the past, where they have not won any games only, recorded 6 goals and 3 losses. He anticipates the game against the football side will not be easy this afternoon. The Russian business will reach out for the top three. A 41-year-old man in a 20-ton pound has been murdered by his 27-year-old girlfriend identify the missing in Sandra. Where Zambia living authorities refer to their field office integrity resolution, having additional expert investigators.